FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Authorities are warning that thousands of KZN customers are at risk of not being able to access electricity if they do not update their prepaid meters. Eskom has updated the token identifier. It says the current software on the meters that allows the devices to read if a token has been used or not will expire in 11 days' time.
We have 1.3 million in KwaZulu-Natal prepaid customers. All these 1.3 million have been pre-coded onto our systems. We've prepared our system such that those few, it's less than 67,000 of those customers, that when they go to our vending stations, they will automatically get their 40-digit numbers.
Meters that have not been recoded will become inactive. Timothy Ngobo is with Eskom in KZN. He says customers must first check if their meters need upgrading by typing in a specific set of numbers on the machine.
It's 1-844-4674-0738-4377-2416. If the meter displays 2, that means there is no problem. We are okay. If the meter displays 1, then this is where we call upon those few customers to go onto our chatbot. We call it Alfred and put in their details. Name, the ID number, your meter number, and your contact details.
Another way of receiving a code is by buying an electricity token from a reputable vendor.
These codes, they come in two sets of 20 digits. So when they buy tokens, then they will be able to take those tokens home and then load onto their meter. And their meters, if they were still on KRN 1, then their meters will go to KRN 2.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has told Parliament that 6 out of 9 provinces do not have enough health inspectors amid a spate of food poisoning incidents, particularly affecting school children.
I can assure you that there are very few municipalities who have hired inspectors as per that act. The Johannesburg city itself, where most of these issues are, has got only 80 health inspectors. That's a droplet compared to the size of that city and what needs to be done. Others do not even have one. And that's the problem that the country needs to solve.
He says measures have been put in place to increase food safety awareness in communities.
The issues of food and food safety are going on as long as human beings are alive. It's not only the communities. On Monday, the NICD, the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, the lead agent in investigating this matter, they brought together doctors around the country and workshop them via virtual means, because quite a number of doctors have never experienced organophosphate poisoning. They might not know how to treat it because it has got a specific undertone. So even doctors are being mobilized to understand the nature of this problem.
And a soldier has opened fire in a bar in Rwanda, killing 5 civilians. It's not immediately clear what prompted the early morning shooting in a town in the southwest of the country, but the Rwandan army says a 39-year-old suspect has been arrested. Durban 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 16, Richards Bay 23.
The Proteas have India 0-1 in the first over of the third T20 between the teams at Centurion. Keeping players fresh has been the key for Springbok Dr. Jerome Mampane, and entries for the 98th Comrades Marathon are officially open.